We're reading excerpts from the sources about Sukkot.
From all the holidays we celebrate in this month, there's so many once in this month, there is one more holiday that today we begin to celebrate. It's called Sukkot. Just like you understand already, all these holidays the nation of Israel have is a result of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And what is Sukkot? It's a symbol for a spiritual vessel. That just like we need with our will to receive, that besides the will to receive, there's only Creator. We need from our will to receive to build such a form that the Creator can fill it, this will to receive, to be revealed in it, that we, the will to receive, will develop ourselves, that we'll understand who is the Creator and what He wants from us and how we can be in connection with Him, how we can reach from our degree that we are created beings in such a manner like that we are like sand, that we will reach the degree that we are like the Creator, that Adam, man, Adam, is to be like the Creator in all manners. And so we'll, along with this, you have to learn how we do with the vessel. The vessel, as we understand, as we've learned, is the will to receive, that we build it by tzimtzum, restriction, a screen, and we just learned about it in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. There is a sign to our will to receive that we build, and it's called a sukkah. A sukkah is a structure. Sukkot is plural. Sukkah is singular. Sukkah gives us an example of what is called our inner vessel that we need to attain. And then we have such a tradition that we build not in our hearts, and that connecting all our hearts, rather building it, we have a tradition, build it like kids, we build a structure called the sukkah. And it's a sign for our corrected heart, sign for the corrected soul. And thus, that's how we do it. Once a year, there is a tradition to make such a symbol. From what? So first of all, from the most simple things possible, natural things. It can't be metal. It can't be concrete. All such things, rather wood and stone. What's on the earth? Wood, stone. This
is an example for our vessel. A corrected soul called a sukkah. It's a tradition that's seemingly like a childish one, that we're building something that's corporally, that's similar, as a symbol for what we're needing to build spiritually. And so we have this tradition. But rather, this form that Kabbalists have passed on to us, all sorts of stories about the sukkah, about the structure, then from this we can learn what is a soul, what it is composed of, what are the states that we can build, and what to do with it. So let's go read a few excerpts, not much, that we have about Sukkot. And whatever you want, ask about. Rather, it is interesting, the Kabbalists very much respected this holiday of Sukkot.
Bala Sulam and Rabash took very much great care every year in September, at this time of the year, to have such a nice, good sukkah that is a symbol of the attitude of man towards the correction of the soul. So please, oh, and once again, ask anything you want to ask. We don't have much time, but in any case.
So we're going to read chosen excerpts from the sources about Sukkot. The title is Sukkah is the schach, the thatch. Excerpt number one. Sukkah comes from the word schach, thatch, which covers the mind, since faith is considered specifically above reason.
This we build this way. We put four pillars, poles. Upon them we tie, not with nails, everything and with natural materials. We tie them, these logs, let's say. Afterwards, we place leaves on top.
I don't
know how to do this. And we place upon them, right, leaves.
Can
here, on the side, also make some walls. And that's called a sukkah. But everything is from wood. Everything. And it's only for a week. And what we do usually is people come, they put a table inside, and we sit, have some wine and some treats, and sit and have a meal. That's actually the holiday. Well, we're not at home, but rather we want to move everything to the sukkah. Once again, the symbol for the sukkah itself is the soul. Four phases. This has four walls. There are many rules about this. It's difficult to express on the soul what needs to be done with this, such and such. But Kabbalists, in many cases, explain to us about the sukkah. How much it can be in height. It's talking about the soul. How much it can be in all sorts of forms. There are many things here. Maybe we'll learn this sometime, because it's all talking about the soul. So let's read.
Can I accept one or two?
The main thing is the schach, the thatch. It's this covering made from those leaves.
Excerpt number two. The thatch is the shadow of faith, called faith above reason. This is opposite to reason. For reason brings him into waste, to barn, and to winery. That is, from the perspective of reason, the way the corporeal eyes see it, there is room for waste of barn and winery. This in itself makes a shadow. and he sits under it. That is, he makes for himself a seat out of all those lowest and worst things, and through the waste observes the mitzvah, the commandment of Sukkah. Most importantly, he derives joy from this mitzvah, because faith above reason is called joy of mitzvah. It follows that all the quandaries and questions that exist in reality are corrected in the Sukkah, for without them, it is impossible to make a thatch.
Yes, meaning already we understand just how much this symbolizes something important, the correction of the soul. What can be greater than this? And thus, we seemingly respect this depiction. Of course, it's not about building these things, but it's an example, an expression of the structure of the soul, that from within this we can ask, why is it this way, why is this that way, and so on. So Kabbalists from generation to generation, when they attain correction of the vessels, the 10 Sefirot that are more and more reaching four correct phases that correct between them in a correct manner, and come together all the private souls and the groups in order to express it, then in a short manner they found for themselves all sorts of examples in our world, and then we have a mutual language here that we can explain the matter. Bulgaria.
Rav, zašto
Rav, why for Baal Sulam and Rabash it was so important to build a sukkah, since we learned that Kabbalah is the internality of the Torah?
We have a few symbols in our world that we
mitchashvim bahem,
very much take into consideration, like Passover and Sukkot. That first of all, foremost. This is what I saw by Rabash in a very, very important manner. He didn't care over the course of the year so much, but was very careful with the matter of Sukkot and Passover, because Passover is the exit from the will to receive to the intention to bestow. That's called exiting slavery to freedom. And Sukkot is that it already symbolizes to us that we've already reached correction of the entire vessel that has in it four phases, meaning, right, the four walls of the sukkah, and we've reached a screen that is on the entire will to receive, and that's called the thatch, schach, and that we are inside, within the soul, meaning on the outside we have nothing left. We've all entirely corrected the soul, within the soul, with the Creator. And then we, each day, right, 7 days, we celebrate Sukkot, that we, in these 7 days, invite these Sfirot, Keta Chochma Bina, that's above the roof, but within it, Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Chod Yisod Malchut, that we seemingly celebrate the entrance of the lights from the gar of the degree to vak, to the goof of the potsuf, of the degree, of the soul. We'll talk more about that. You read number two? We'll go over again. We have more. So,
Let's read three.
Excerpt number three. The thatch, called shade, is made specifically from the waste of barn and winery.
Meaning from leaves, all sorts of branches, all sorts of things that we take from trees. And in this, we cover the sukkah. Make a roof out of it.
This is the meaning of what we say in the prayer inside the sukkah, quote, and to take refuge from rain and torrent, end of quote. It means that faith saves a person from all the harm-doers, since harm-doers are alien thoughts and alien views, and faith is built specifically on waste. Only in this way is there refuge from rain and torrent. Otherwise, one follows the trends of the world.
Yes, again.
Excerpt 3 again. The thatch, called the shade, is made specifically from the waste of barn and winery. This is the meaning of what we say in the prayer inside the sukkah, and to take refuge from rain and torrent. It means that faith saves a person from all the harm-doers, since harm-doers are alien thoughts and alien views, and faith is built specifically on waste. Only in this way is there refuge from rain and torrent. Otherwise, one follows the trends of the world.
Okay, let's answer a few questions, and then we need to end the lesson. Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, what does it mean that, that the screen protects you from alien thoughts and harm-doers? It's not clear.
If you have a screen, and what is the screen built? From this that you have these foreign or alien thoughts, and that you overcome them. From that you have a screen. You have protection against foreign thoughts from the harmful.
But what comes to the screen is the upper light, right? It's the direct light. So why are these alien thoughts?
Yours, not of the upper light. The screen guards you, protects you from your foreign thoughts. In the upper light, there's no foreign thoughts. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, what effect do traditional rituals have on the soul at Gemar Tikkun?
Nothing. No importance. The only thing that it's important for us is in order to explain from this example how we correct the soul. Just that. Thus, because we're talking about correction of the soul, and we can explain about this example of the sukkah, from what parts the soul is built, how much it can be corrected, who belongs to this more smaller, bigger children, the women, kids, everything. All this we can explain out of talking about the sukkah. It's an example, a means for explanation. Land 2.
Gracias, Rav. Una pregunta sobre la preparación del congreso.
A question about the preparation for the congress.
Nosotros, junto con Brasil 3, somos el equipo encargado de la...
Along with Brazil 3, we are the team that's responsible for over the preparation for the first lesson. The lesson is about the entry into the spiritual degree.
Buscando la conexión, tal como usted
this team is connected and has been working to find the connection as you advised us, instructed us. We're as friends or trying to be one, and not like children wanting to arrange things for them. We're coming to you as the most experienced friend and as our teacher to look for an advice from you. The question is, what's the thought or the last action we need before we enter the spiritual degree? How can we abandon our personal feelings and we can get ready to be one world then?
Yes, we need to ask everyone. And to listen to the friends' answers. And in this that we ask everyone, everyone will think about it. And everyone will give an answer, send the answer, maybe talk about it in the tens, and every ten send the answer. And thus, in such manners, we can advance towards the Congress. I think this Congress doesn't need to be just a few lessons that we sit and listen to. Rather, the Congress needs to be in this that we intend to connection. We cannot be always be on intention to connection. We're still just human beings under different influences of each one. But we need to be directed, to intended for an amount of time, these 2 days, that in these 2 days we'll think together, all of us, about our life, our goal, how to approach the goal, how to connect with the Creator, all these things. And thus, I hope that you will ask us, and we will have to work on this and answer.
Info.
Info.
Shalom, chaverim.
Okay, hello, friends. We wanted to update you about a present that we prepared for you for the upcoming Congress. There's a new digital book for all the participants of the Congress. At the moment, there are more than 4,400 participants. It's in English, Russian, Spanish, and Hebrew. It's digitally adapted to be read in a computer or phones. The book is called The Entry into the Spiritual Degree. It's a book of sources that was made in order to have all the friends, so that all the friends will have access to the subjects we've been learning in the past 6 months in the morning lesson, through which Rav led us step after step into the spirituality, into the entry to the spirituality. Among the subjects, you can find sources, especially by Baal HaSulam and Rabash, about the importance of the goal. One should help his friend, the perception of reality, Ibur, conception, there's knowledge besides him, the importance of dissemination, and dozens of other subjects. Content is interactive, meaning if you're thinking about a subject you want to read about, for instance, I want to read about Faith Above Reason. I go to the chapter of Faith Above Reason. I just click it, and immediately it jumps to my chapter, and I find a collection of sources we've read about it in the morning lesson. So right now, if you go to your inbox, you just got an email from Kabbalah Convention, and you have a link to download the book. In 4 different languages, you can download only your language. But if you want to learn another language, so you can do that this way. So I want to take this opportunity to thank dozens of friends, men and women who took their part of preparing this treasure for you, as we heard from Rav, that every quote, every source is a true prayer when we read it. And one last thing I wanted to say is thank you to some special women who make extra effort, and they're always here investing to make these products and sources accessible for you. Natalie Bulkin in Russian, Chaya Flery in English, in Bal Gvili helps us to collect these materials, and Margalit Ventura helping in everything. So that's it. If you're not listed in the Congress yet, so just register immediately. Chaim, friends. We'll conclude the schedule for today. Today at 10 o'clock until 10:30, we're going to have a program of the Secrets of the Eternal Book with Rav Lightman. Tomorrow there's a holiday in Israel, so the schedule is different.
Lost
audio. Schedule will start at 2:45, and then we're going to have a new lesson at 1:45.
Стено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Your day feels like the night. I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Your day feels like the night. I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like step into the light, because together we